The hosts feel it would be a little unkind.
Hello, and welcome once again to the Frankencast. I'm the mad scientist, Anthony Bowman. My pronouns are he, him, and I'm joined as always by...
the gill man that we have at home, that is Eric Velasquez. My pronouns are also he, him.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited to talk about that when we get to
it.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. Like, you know they had that mask, right? Like, somewhere in the prop department. And they just said, fuck it. We'll paint the guy's face green and put, like, a wetsuit on him, right?
Right. Or, yeah.
Or a green morph suit.
Right. Yeah, it is, like, when he came on screen, I was like, oh, that's what they decided to go with. Okay.
This was the choice that was made. Uh-huh.
Oh, yep. Well, so we are.
Let's not leapfrog over this, Anthony. And right. Sorry. I'm proud of that one. I don't know why. But let's talk about Neighborly Monsters first.
Yeah. So we got Herman. He is watching a documentary about a dancer named Stanislaw, who at some point lost his legs, right. Which. You know, we like you hear that phrase and you think like he lost the use of his legs is what they probably mean.
No.
But
right. No. Whole legs.
Legs gone, disappeared. And Herman's like, oh, I wonder if where my legs came from. And he's like, well, surely not. You know, I mean, I got my legs in Transylvania like 300 years ago. And then the documentary is like...
he lost his leg in Transylvania, and he's like, don't say 300 years ago. Don't say... And they say 300 years ago. And he's like, ah, no!
Yeah. But apparently the thing with Stanislaw is that, like, he was so obsessed with dancing that anytime he heard music, he just couldn't resist. He just had to dance. And so as soon as Herman gets this news... the music starts playing on the TV and he jumps up and just starts dancing. He can't control himself. And, you know, of course, it's shaking the whole house because it's Herman.
Absolutely.
Yeah, in fact, we go to the basement where Grandpa thinks an earthquake is happening.
Well, yeah, this is going to be the big one. I hope it's the big one.
Right. He comes upstairs and he's like, ah, it's just you, Herman. he was like, well, I was busy. I was doing Leonard's eye exam. You distracted me.
Right.
And
when are you going to stop giving Leonard his eye exam? Once he passes. Great. Beautiful. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. So good. and then at that time, Lily and Eddie come home. They were at the grocery. I feel like you don't hear it anymore, but it used to be like a big thing that like at the grocery they'd say like paper or plastic. And Lily chose paper bags because she was afraid plastic would suffocate dinner.
Right. That's geez, we got two good ones in a row. What are they doing here?
And Lily says she also heard that somebody bought the house next door, and she's like,
we're gonna have new neighbors.
Yeah. Just a shame. She really liked the old neighbors. Herman's like, yeah, you know, you take one 22-year nap and everybody up and moves on you.
Right. I hope they're not stiffs.
And so then we cut to Roger and Dee Dee. They're back.
So they're officially part of the cast now.
Yeah, it seems like it. And Roger is leading Dee Dee blindfolded into a house, and she takes the blindfold off, and he's like showing her things, and she's like, "Oh, this is perfect! I've got a vision." Like, you know, she's all excited about the new house, and then she looks out the window and sees that the Munster's house is right next door.
Right, she's ready to go immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I think she says she's froked again, kind of her thing.
Yeah. And Roger's like, but listen, like, I got such a good deal on this house because of this, and with the money that we saved up,
we could get a Mr. Frank designer pool.
Yeah, this fancy designer swimming pool, and Dee Dee's like...
I really thought this was going to be a bit with somebody like Herman's Uncle Frank.
Yeah, it being Mr. Frank felt like it was going to go somewhere, but it never really does as far as that goes. But yeah, Dee Dee is really excited about this thing, and she's like, but I'm not dealing with the Munsters. That's you. Like, I'm not talking to them at all. And Roger's like, sure, I'll take care of the neighbors. It's fine.
So door kicks in. Eddie comes running in with a leash. He's like, hey, have you seen my Tasmanian devil?